Senator Mike Rounds and Senate Republicans are pushing for liability protections for businesses in the new federal COVID relief package. Rounds says it will protect businesses from frivolous lawsuits. Labor organizers say it will greatly impact workers across South Dakota and the country. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The way the proposal reads is that for businesses to get sued, a plaintiff would have to show gross negligence and an intentional desire to cause harm to patrons or employees. Senate President Mitch McConnell says a new round of stimulus would not pass the Senate without those protections. That would impact businesses where employees work in close quarters, like the Smithfield Food Processing Plant in Sioux Falls. Senator Rounds says the biggest challenge is protecting workers as the economy reopens.
I've talked with the businesses that do the packing and so forth in South Dakota. They believe they have really been trying hard because, remember, for them, they know that if their people got sick, that they're out of business for a while. And that's a terrible thing to have happen.
Rounds says it doesn't make sense that a business like Smithfield would intentionally put their employees in harm's way. Smithfield Foods was once the hottest spot for COVID infections in the country. 853 employees got sick, and the plant closed for 3 weeks. Cooper Caraway is the AFL-CIO president in Sioux Falls. He says the Senate seems more focused on protecting CEOs from accountability from giving employees safe working conditions.
And, you know, it's already difficult enough for the average worker to take on their employer in court, regardless of how unsafe the positions are. But for the Republicans to prioritize making it even more difficult for the average person to hold their boss accountable is really telling about where their priorities are.
Congress and the White House are still debating the particulars of a new stimulus package. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.